At a Lakeland press conference, upon the request of several TV reporters, U.S. Senator from Florida Bill Nelson reiterated a statement he gave yesterday regarding his exclusive glimpse of photos of the world's most sought-after corpse.
I examined the pictures and compared them to pictures that we had of bin Laden when he was living, and the facial features are exactly the same.
At least three times, members of the press asked Nelson if he would go into the gory details on what Osama bin Laden looked like after being shot in the head by U.S. Special Forces.
I'm not going to describe what a face looks like when it's had a bullet hole in the head.
The bin Laden questions persisted, asked whether conspiracy theorists would be satisfied that the Obama administration only invited certain officials to CIA headquarters to view the photos. The senators said photos aren't the only evidence that the Al-Qaeda leader is dead.
Any kind of conspiracy theorist was shot down when all of his wives have acknowledged that that was their husband, as well as the organization, Al-Qaeda itself, has acknowledged that bin Laden is dead.
Another sticky point following the raid is the U.S.'s relations with Pakistan. Nelson said whether in the highest levels of government or not, somebody knew Osama bin Laden was hiding out within the country's borders. But he said the U.S.'s relationship with the country, which is often on the receiving end of U.S. drone missile strikes, are too complex to afford any rash decisions.
Pakistan has about 100 nuclear bombs. We have to be concerned about Pakistan.
This week, a Texas Republican who opposes much U.S. involvement overseas announced he is running for president. Representative Ron Paul is extremely popular among Tea Partiers who want to see government shrink to bare bones. Paul recently denounced FEMA, saying homeowners on the banks of the Mississippi River should fend for themselves. Nelson said he completely disagrees.
Flood insurance is one thing, and homeowners who are in a flood zone ought to have insurance. But there is a role in any kind of natural disaster for the U.S. government to play, and we do that through FEMA.
The senator appeared to have less sympathy for oil companies. He decried BP's recent request for tax relief in the wake of the billions of dollars in fines and damages it expects to pay in the wake of last year's oil disaster.
Their report says that they're going to take out of that $40 billion of expenses, they're going to take $12 billion as a tax credit.
He said he told them the tax breaks may be legal, but they're morally wrong, and that he hopes to change the law so that companies like BP can't deduct such fine money from their taxable income.
That CEO and the other oil companies that have just reported $35 billion of profit in 3 months, the first 3 months of this year, of course, they don't agree. They want it all.
Nelson spoke to reporters in Lakeland today ahead of an appearance at that town's Chamber of Commerce. He faces a potentially tough re-election battle in 2012. The pool of potential GOP contenders includes former Senator George Lemieux, Florida House Majority Leader Adam Hasner, and current State Senate President Mike Haridopoulos, who this week got the endorsement of Mike Huckabee. From Lakeland, for WMNF News, I'm Kate Bradshaw.